Well, greetings, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of In Accord. Things were really quiet around here last week as 13 of our 27 employees here were out of the office, either on vacation or traveling for the church or working at summer camp. We went from having around 35 students here for the Foundation Institute summer session the week before to having a skeleton crew the next week. So the hallways were just eerily quiet and still. But we're back to normal now with the regular hustle and bustle and gearing up for the 14 students who will be coming in over the next week or so and getting settled in for the 25-26 FI year. That begins with orientation on Sunday, August 17th, and the Foundation Institute classes beginning the next day. Dr. Ralph Levy will be your host next week on In Accord, and he will have more to say about that. I'd like to begin with highlighting the recent retirement of one of our pastors in the Philippines. On the Sabbath of June 28th, Mr. David Baker, our regional director for Asia, was on hand to honor Paul and Merlin Cebrian as they stepped down from the full-time ministry. Paul served in the ministry for the past 20 years and served as the pastor of Mindanao since the beginning of Kagwa. I actually ordained him as a deacon at the feast in 2002, and then he was ordained an elder in 2005 by Mr. Jim Franks. The Filipino ministry, along with Teresa Dizon and Teresa Hulagay, who are ministerial widows, gathered in Butuan City on Friday, June 27th, for a ministerial meeting and to share this special occasion with the Cebrians. That Sabbath, 93 brethren from the five Mindanao congregations gathered in Butuan City for Sabbath services, along with other members viewing the service online. At the end of the service, Mr. Cebrian was presented with a beautiful blue crystal vase commemorating his service in the ministry, and Mrs. Cebrian was presented with a bouquet of roses. After the service, the brethren enjoyed a special meal together and took the opportunity to congratulate the Cebrians on their retirement. The Cebrians will be celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary in September. Now, Paul has been diagnosed with stage 4 prostate cancer and is retiring to focus on his health. So your prayers for Paul and Merlin and their family would be greatly appreciated. The Cebrians have been working closely with Albert and Flora Gargar for the past year, and the Gargars will be the new pastoral couple for the Mindanao Brethren. We and the Brethren in the Philippines are just very appreciative of the Cebrians' loving and faithful service for all these years, and wish them the very best. Now I would like to show you a new booklet that just came in Tuesday morning. You probably don't recognize that, but it is the booklet From Holidays to Holy Days in the Karen language. Mr. Baker sent this with a note that we have a number of new members in Thailand and Myanmar who are ethnic Karen. And there's a deacon in the Raleigh, North Carolina congregation, Jack Onmen, who is also Karen, and he has translated two of our booklets into the Karen language. Jack printed a few copies, and Mr. Baker was able to give them to some of our new members during his last visit. They were very pleased, as you can imagine, with having some literature in Karen in their own language. And Jack is now working on translating our Sabbath booklet. I hope sometime soon we can bring you a report on the members in that part of the world. Now I would like to take the rest of the program to update you on something that we have talked about before as part of the media department's ongoing efforts to preach the gospel. This is one of those things that flies under the radar of most church members because it's out of sight. You rarely see this, and the vast majority would not even know it exists if we were not telling you about it. And yet it's one of the most productive projects we have for reaching people around the world with the gospel and introducing them to our vast resources on Life Open Truth. I'm talking about our social media advertising. We began producing 20 to 30 second ads for social media, primarily but not exclusively Facebook, in late 2022. And it has turned out to be one of our most consistent, inexpensive methods for exposing broad numbers of new people to our materials. In fact, last month we surpassed a major milestone, over 1 million downloads coming directly from our ad campaigns. We had 250,418 downloads in 2023, 548,776 in 2024, and 234,243 through July of this year. But just as important, every one of those downloads gives us a new name to add to our mailing list. And we follow up each download with several emails offering additional booklets, Discern Magazine, the Bible Study Course, Journeys, and so on. And due to those follow-up emails, hundreds of thousands of additional requests have come from those people. Plus, it puts them onto the Life Open Truth website, where they can begin perusing the wealth of information that we have posted there. I'll give you a quick rundown of the booklets we advertised and the number of downloads for each. I'm going to round these up or down to the nearest 100, and they are listed in the order in which they ran. We started with Revelation, from which we got 104,000 downloads. The Change Your Life booklet, 90,300. Now, these two booklets have by far the most results because they were the first ads we produced, and they ran for several months. Later, we implemented a system where each ad runs for 8 weeks. Going on then with the list, Finding Hope gave us 21,700 downloads. The Ten Commandments, 57,200. The World to Come, 28,900. God's Purpose for You, 47,700. How to Understand Prophecy, 73,500. Holidays to Holy Days, 33,700. The Sabbath Booklet, 28,400. Getting to Know God, 49,400. The Spirit World, 86,400. The Mystery of the Kingdom, 43,700. The Evil and Suffering Booklet, 34,300. Is the Bible True, 32,600. The Church Jesus Built, 42,800. How to Understand Prophecy, which was running again an ad that we had earlier. It added another 42,000. The Grace Booklet, 44,600. Finding Hope, which again was a rerun, 41,400, the second time we ran it. So as you can see, these have consistently drawn very good responses, and no ad has actually performed poorly. As expected, those on prophecy tend to pull in the most. We are currently running ads for the Sermon on the Mount, Journeys, the Middle Eastern Prophecy, and The Last Enemy. They have not yet run their courses, so I don't have the complete results to post just yet. Now, here's another aspect of why this is such a good way to reach out to people and put the gospel in their hands: the cost. When we began these ads, we thought if we could get between $2 to $3 cost per response, that would be great. But in 2024, the cost to us for each booklet download was 32 cents. And it's running about the same pace this year. So these steady figures over nearly 3 years have far exceeded our expectation. It's an amazingly low expense. And again, that's only the cost for the advertised booklet. It doesn't take into account all of the other downloads of other materials that result from that, that people actually go to due to the follow-up campaigns. That reduces the cost even more. So I just wanted to focus on this one area of our media efforts and shed a little light on this project that is pretty much behind the scenes, but which is playing a very important part in spreading the good news. This work of the advertising is generated by a small core team of Tatiana Wright, Mark Croft, Mitch Sinan, and Haley Willoughby, and their efforts are really paying off. Now, I know we are familiar with Jesus' words in Matthew 24, but let's review them again in verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. This was a prophecy and a promise. That's something God said will happen and what He does to ensure it. Now, what can we do? Well, one thing is to regularly pray for the gospel that is preached to fall on good soil. We can only put it into the hands of people. God has to open their minds and hearts to receive it, and they have to want to do something with it. But we can certainly be part of praying for people to heed and to hear and to let the truth of God begin to convince and convict them just as it did us. Well, that will wrap things up for this week. Again, Dr. Levy will be your host on next week's episode. Thanks for watching, and I hope you have a wonderful Sabbath.